Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection heard explosive testimony today that demonstrated then-President Donald Trump's state of mind on the day of the attack. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports a top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows detailed a series of events, including the incendiary speech Trump delivered that day near the White House.
Cassidy Hutchinson testified that she overheard Trump saying that he didn't care if his supporters had come with weapons, demanding that the Secret Service take away standard security measures, like metal detectors.
I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the effing mags away.
Mags, as in magnetometers. Hutchinson also testified that Trump became irate when he was told that he wouldn't be taken to the Capitol and tried to grab the limousine steering wheel. Hutchinson said it was then that Trump lunged at a member of his Secret Service detail. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Military medical facilities will continue to perform some abortions in states that ban the procedure. A Defense Department memo released Tuesday says the overturn of Roe v. Wade won't affect services or insurance for military families. Carson Frame of Texas Public Radio reports.
The Defense Department and TRICARE can only perform and pay for abortions in cases of rape, incest, or threat to the life of the pregnant person. Several states, like Texas, forbid abortions in those situations, making the Pentagon's policy more permissive than the states. The Pentagon says it will provide lawyers for Defense Department personnel who perform abortions in states where the procedure is banned. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
At least 50 people have died in what authorities are calling a tragic human smuggling incident. Dozens of bodies discovered in an abandoned tractor trailer outside San Antonio. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Mexico's president says at least 22 were from his country.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador offered his condolences to relatives. He called the incident a catastrophe and said Mexican authorities would assist in the investigation. He says 22 Mexicans, 7 Guatemalans, and 2 Hondurans were initially identified among the dead. According to officials, the tractor-trailer originated from Laredo and traveled north packed with people. Once abandoned on a road, a worker heard cries and opened the doors, alerting authorities. There was no water or air conditioning inside the trailer. 16 people inside were transported to hospitals for heat stroke, including 4 minors. President López Obrador says he plans to meet with President Biden in Washington on July 12th and will discuss migration. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News. China says it's loosening its quarantine requirements for people arriving from abroad. Inbound travelers will now only need to spend 7 days in a government-run quarantine hotel, as opposed to 14. NPR's John Ruwitch reports the new policy takes effect immediately.
The decision marks the first major relaxation of China's quarantine rules since the early days of the pandemic. The government also cut a mandatory post-quarantine health monitoring period to 3 days from 7. While most other countries have relaxed COVID controls, China has stuck with a zero COVID policy to try to keep the virus out and prevent it from spreading. The Chinese CDC says that policy remains unchanged despite the newly shortened quarantine period. Lengthy quarantines and pandemic visa restrictions have been a major headache for foreign businesses operating in China. The American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai welcomed the new 7+3 policy, saying it'll be good for business. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Shenzhen, China.
The president of Finland says Turkey has agreed to rescind its veto on the NATO membership of Finland and Sweden after 3 hours of talks. Foreign ministers signed a trilateral agreement. It states that Turkey will support the invitations of Sweden and Finland to become members of NATO and will confirm it at the Madrid summit later this week. Turkish officials have not confirmed yet, but the Finns also say there will be a signing ceremony soon. President Biden has voiced his support for the two countries to join, seeing it as a setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Dow is down 1.56%, and you're listening to NPR News.